Hello there, Tiger fans, and we welcome you to the first edition of the Tiger Weekly Athlete Special. Tyson Agler here for Tiger Sports Network with this week's first athlete, Trevor Grandy, a senior cross-country and track runner. Trevor, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Tyson.
So, Trevor, first question, we'll hit cross-country first. How are you and the team doing this year?
Well, the team's not too bad. I think we've kind of struggled early on, but it's definitely because of our difficulty in training. We definitely bumped it up this year from last year. But we're really looking to peak here coming into Wilmington on Friday. And we have conference in 2 weeks and regionals a couple weeks after that. Personally, I seem to be doing all right. Not the best year I've had, but again, we've had a lot more intense training. So hopefully get that time down there. It's a 5 mile race and right now sitting around 27 flat. So we'll have to see what we can do about that.
How would you say maybe the training has stepped up from previous years?
Well, our coach, Kevin Frick, who graduated in 2011 from Wittenberg, decided last year, we had a really good season, and then when conference came around, it just seemed like we were dead. At least our legs were dead. So we've been really working our legs harder this year so that the taper, which will come in here pretty soon, will have a better effect on our legs, and so hopefully we can carry that in to the postseason races.
Now, I know cross country is a very individual sport, and as a senior, you're probably seen as one of the leaders. How is it that you're able to keep the team all together and keep pushing each other, even though you're kind of focusing on yourself and all you're doing?
Well, really, the team does a great job of pushing itself. Cross country, though it is an individual sport, it's a very competitive sport, and so everybody really wants to bring about the best that they can do, and really, that's what cross country is all about. It's all about bring about your own PR or, fighting for your own PR. But this year, the team has been really great at getting self-motivated. We've had some really tough workouts, and everyone's done real well to, get amped up for those.
And as we mentioned before, you are a two-sport athlete. You do cross-country in the fall, and then you do track in the spring. How do you balance those two sports? I know as a college football player doing one sport's hard enough, but two sports kind of, how are ways that you're able to go from one sport to the other, even though they are kind of the same, they're still a little bit different?
Well, really, the two sports are one and the same kind of, because it's distance running. We run cross country, and that's an 8K race, and then go and run track, and that's a 10K race. So basically, what the nice thing about it is, I'm always running at 4:15 every day. And I know that may seem a little nuts, but it's kind of nice to get that consistency. And I think you would agree as a football player to have that, that you're going to be practicing at that time or at 4:15 or whatever. 4:15 on this campus is run o'clock to me. And if that changed, I think it'd just be kind of weird just to not run. So really, I kind of enjoy having two sports and balancing that with classes and extracurricular activities. It's not that tough, really, because cross country, we're only out there for an hour and a half a day, usually, because we go run, come back, and that's it. So it's also, and as you said before, it's an individual sport. So if we have something going on during that time, we can just say, tell our coach, hey, I'm going to run earlier so I can make this event. Usually we have a lot of guys miss for colloquiums, and they end up running earlier in the day. So it's really a flexible sport, and it's really allowed me to get involved in a lot of other things.
Yeah, I know I've talked to quite a few athletes, two-sport athletes, that actually say they like it because they're able to keep that same schedule, the same time, and they know, hey, I have to go to class, then I have to eat, then I have to go practice, then I have to get homework done.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd completely agree. It's just a nice consistency. And, that's the cool thing about Wittenberg, too, is that I've found that every day you're going to be doing something unique. Like right now I'm interviewing. I don't do that every – getting interviewed, I don't do that every day. So that's definitely – something that's really cool about Wittenberg, just wake up and it's like, well, what's up today? And it's something completely different. Never know where I'm going to get lunch for crying out loud. So it's kind of like to have that consistency at 4:15. It's like, oh, kind of worn down, but I'm going to go run. And this is what I know. So
now I know that, like you said, cross country and track are very same and similar. Would you say, though, there is a favorite between the two?
Oh, man, that's tough. I've always traditionally enjoyed cross country a lot more, but the track team has just been a lot of fun to hang out with the past year or two. Going to meets with them and like there's just more of a diversity, not just in you know, different students, but as far as, you know, we run different events. And so there's, you got Victor Banjo, who's running like the 100, is also a football player, much different from, say, Anna Henry, who last year ran the 10K for the women's team. Just a great diversity amongst us. It's a lot of fun. So I'd have to say right now, cross country, but that's because that's the sport we're in. And then probably in a month, if you ask me the same question, I'd say track.
Now, I mentioned a little bit earlier that, you know, having that consistent schedule helps you balance your school, and you're involved in a lot of other extracurricular activities. What are some other ways that you're able to balance your academic work, your athletic work, and your extracurricular activities?
You know, I ask myself that question all the time because I don't know. Usually stuff just ends up getting done somehow, and whether that's staying up till 3 a.m., you know, typing a paper or just never going to bed, that's what you got to do. But really, it hasn't been that bad, especially this year. I've felt very relaxed this year as a senior, just getting stuff done, you know, in a consistent manner. Find little pockets of time here throughout the day. Definitely really busy, though. The pockets become few and far between the farther into the year we get. But really, it's just about time management, knowing that you're going to be spending this amount of time doing this task. Just, it's about, you know, being dedicated to your schoolwork and just really putting the pencil to the paper during that time.
Then for our final question, I know of quite a few high school athletes that aspire to go on to the next level and become a college athlete. What maybe would you say would be advice that you would give that athlete, maybe that you didn't have or just from your own experience?
Well, I'd definitely say do it. That's really the only advice I know how to give or know to give, because it's, you know, it's definitely different for different sports. For cross country and track people, I think it's definitely worth it because there's that consistency. You stay in shape. There are definitely lots of ways to get out of shape in college. I mean, people eat pizza at like 3 a.m. all the time, so it's definitely a nice way to stay in shape, which is a big value for me. So for athletes that want to go on and do it, you only have 4 years of high school of competitive sports. I mean, there's middle school too, but there's really 4 real good years of competitive sports in high school, and that goes for cross country and track or whatever sport. And then you get to college, and you've only got 4 more years. So you got to take it. I really think you got to take advantage of that competitive edge, that go-get-it-ness. There's something about athletics that really helps you to focus in the classroom, out of the classroom, and just, well, stay in shape, really. It's a great, just do it.
All right, we'd like to thank you for joining us, Trevor, and good luck the rest of the year and in spring.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tyson. Thanks for having me on.
And that is all for today's Tiger Sports Weekly Athlete with Trevor Grandy. I'm Tyson Agler. Thank you for joining us, and tune in next week.